Apple sells 13 million iPhones thanks largely to China. I'm John Wardock reporting that story straight ahead on Tech News Briefing.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Joining us is Rob Enderle. He is the principal analyst at the Enderle Group. So, Rob, how does Apple keep doing this, selling the iPhone, regardless of the model, so well?
Well, they've gotten a lot of people locked in on the product. They're really the only vendor that is able to hold their customers year over year consistently. You know, Samsung loses to LG, loses to HTC, loses to whatever in any given year. But Apple customers don't really move anyplace else, and so they stay, and then Apple grows their customers as confusion gets more common with the Android platform. The end result is they tend to do better every year as they grow their base. And of course, this year they expanded China, and China, of course, is the largest market in the world. So they have their major presence now in China is having a big impact.
Now, Apple's saying that it sold more than 13 million iPhone S's and iPhone 6S Plus models. That's up 30% from last year's sales. Is China the primary reason for that?
Well, it looks like it's the major contributor. It's really a major new addition to Apple's market, and probably explains why they grew 30% as opposed to, you know, 5% or 3% or whatever. I think we can point to a lot of this volume going that way. Also realize a lot of the iPhone buyers are kind of getting smart and recognizing that the S is the phone to buy. The non-S phone has all the experimental stuff in it, and of course it tends to have all the problems, and the S fixes the problem. So in this case, the big fix was the stronger case. The 6 tended to bend, the 6S does not. So I think that's also part of the impact, is people switching to the S cadence and away from the non-S cadence.
And Apple has its eyes set on other countries besides China, right? Over the next few weeks, they have, what, 36 more countries, and then by the end of the year, some crazy number?
Well, yeah, that one of the backstories with regard to Apple is outside the U.S., they kind of suck with regard to distribution. They're getting their act order and really in order and really trying to fix a lot of that stuff, and that should help their growth as well. The distributors have really been taking advantage of Apple overseas, and we discovered that about 6-7 years ago, and finally Apple's getting their act together and fixing the distribution problems, and that will open up much better sales that have been going out kind of gray market up to now. In other words, have been going into the countries, but not particularly well. Then I'll go directly through Apple, and so the Apple customers in those countries will get a better experience, and Apple will be able to track that related sales and revenue much more sharply back to the company.
He's Rob Enderle at the Enderle Group, joining us to talk about the latest goings-on concerning Apple and its iPhone. Rob, thanks for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure.
By the way, Apple expects to have the latest versions of the iPhone in more than 130 countries by the end of the year. This has been Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Check back daily for updates. I'm John Wardock reporting. Thanks for listening.
Spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.